Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. Keep an eye to the sky tonight for a quick burst of snow and gusty winds that could make driving difficult. Snow squalls are making their way from the state from west to east, and we are joined now for an explanation by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack.
So first off, what exactly constitutes a snow squall, and where are those squalls right now?
Right, so the first question, it's basically just like a summertime thunderstorm. You know, we use the term showers and thunderstorms, but a squall, you could have a thunderstorm with a squall. It's kind of a brief burst of heavy rain with some wind, but in this case, since we're in January, it's going to be a brief burst of heavy snow. To give you an idea of how heavy, in some of the squalls, doesn't mean you'll get one, those of you listening, visibility has gone down to a 16th of a mile for about 10 minutes or so. So that's basically you can't see anything in front of you. And there were a lot of accidents in eastern New York and parts of Pennsylvania as this line came through. Where is it? It's just about to enter the Worcester area. I suspect it'll be into Metro West in about 30 minutes or so. That puts it into Boston between about 6:15 and 6:45, generally in the greater Boston area. Should be offshore between about 7 and 7:30.
So what exactly is causing this?
Well, it's the same thing in the summer. You know, you have a cold front. Like if we have a summer day where it's hot and humid and then we're waiting for the cold front and it's going to be beautiful, dry air behind it. Well, this time we've got relatively warm air, temperature up towards 30, but behind it, it's so cold. It's kind of just like in the summer. The difference is just as big. So it's producing what we call convection. It's producing these snow squalls, which are basically like thunderstorm sort of things in the winter. We probably will not see any thunder with them, but the same principle, the air is getting lifted ahead of them. It's creating the snow squalls behind it. It's very dry. And obviously, as most people have heard, it's incredibly cold across the Midwest.
Now, I want to stress, I know you stressed this, in that even though we have this line of squalls sort of heading east across the state, there's no guarantee that you're going to see a squall tonight.
That's right. Everybody will probably see some snow, but whether you get the visibility down to a quarter or less will depend on exactly where you are. And so the advice is if you go through one of these and you're noticing the visibility as you're driving really going down, the best thing to do is pull over. One of the problems with these is because it was up near 30 today, the roads are a little bit warm. What will happen is as soon as the snow hits the road, it's going to instantly melt. Then it's going to refreeze as that colder air comes in on the backside of the squall. It's going to create ice, and that's why there's been so many accidents. It does not take much at all. Good idea to just kind of pull over, let everything that's going to happen. And I think there's going to be sanders and salters out as well, kind of taking care of the roads as these move through.
All right, let's talk about that cold that's moving in. Exactly how cold is it going to be, and how long does it last?
Yeah, the good news is it's cold, but the good news is it's not what they're seeing in the Midwest by any stretch of the imagination. So we have wind chill advisories up. Wind chills are going to be anywhere from 10 to 25, perhaps as cold as 30 below, but really staying probably into the 20-degree range for most folks, and that's going to happen tomorrow morning. Actual temperatures will be within a few degrees of zero tomorrow morning. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon, I use the term in quotes, will be 10 to 15 degrees. It's not actually going to be quite as cold as that other outbreak we saw about 10 days ago, but nevertheless, it is certainly cold. This will be probably the second coldest outbreak of the winter, and my guess is we will not have anything quite this cold the rest of the winter. It doesn't mean it's not going to be cold as we get into mid-February or early March, but I think this will probably be the second coldest bout of the entire winter.
You just made my evening. That's WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.